Clinic.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Wednesday edition of the program, hour number 3. And joining you here tonight in the studio, it is Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl.
And Mark and Ian are on the road out to L.A. for Talkers Convention tomorrow, and they'll be back, I believe, on Saturday. But in the meantime, we are running the show here, and so far so good. Let's see. So we're at top of hour number 3. We've done a lot of talking about the government shutdown, and we're going to change topics now and go into something that we've heard a lot about, bullying.
Yes.
Daryl,
government agents bullying people, or something a little different?
Yeah, I think this is the show prep I had brought in was a Texas dad last week was publicly shaming his son for bullying a classmate. Jose Lagares said his tactic of making his son stand on a street corner with a sign proclaiming he's a bully was an effective way to curb the boy's behavior. The father is standing his ground in the face of criticism over his creative way of punishing his son, a fourth grader, after the boy was involved in several bullying incidents at school. When traditional disciplinary methods such as grounding and even hard labor had no impact on his son's behavior, Jose took his son to a busy street corner in Killeen, Texas last Tuesday and made him hold up a sign that read, "I am a bully. Honk if you hate bullies."
You know,
TV station KCEN reports that Lagares received his fair share of criticism for his decision, which is why he returned to the same intersection the next day carrying his own sign reading, "I am not sorry. Honk to stop bullying." He says bullying is a serious issue, and that the parent, as the parent of a bully, he's committed to putting a stop to his son's behavior.
You know, when I was in middle school, I was bullied and picked on. And, you know, my dad told me, well, tell the teacher. Told the teacher, nothing happened. Said, well, you know what, the next time somebody picks on you, just punch him in the nose.
Yeah. Wow.
That stopped the bullying.
Yeah, that was an effective end to the troubles that I had at school as well, but it certainly wasn't the ideal resolution.
It's certainly not the ideal way to resolve it, but
man,
it's
you guys
the only
are
way
before
that
you had video cameras.
It's the right. only way that bullies will stop doing their bullying is if somebody stands up to them, and the way that you know they most effectively listen is when they get punched in the face.
Or bullied themselves.
I don't think that's true at all.
And I would
listen. They only listen if there's violence against them. I don't think that teaches really anything.
We're not saying that it teaches anything, but bullies generally do not listen to reason. You could sit there and lecture a bully all day long, and the bully will not listen to you.
Where does the bully learn the behavior? That's my question. That was why I brought this
well,
in.
Well, hearing bullying, I mean, it sounds like the behavior I was hearing was maybe teasing before that. Like, was it physical? Because to escalate something to a physical level, you should only use physical force in self-defense.
So you're saying that words cannot violate the non-aggression principle?
If you're going to physically hurt someone because they used words against you, absolutely, then you're the bully.
So where did the bullying begin in this situation? The boy who ended up holding the sign, was he bullied? Is that where he learned the behavior and then went to school and bullied someone else?
A lot of times, bullies will learn the behavior by seeing others. Oh, that guy's doing this, and he's seen as one of the cool kids. So I want to be like him, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to cause emotional harm to other people. And, yes, words can hurt other people.
Absolutely.
Words
but they're
are
not physical
violent.
Force. No, there's a difference between physical force. There's a tangible difference between physical force and verbal intercourse.
So are you saying that there is no such thing as verbal abuse?
Or intentional infliction of emotional distress.
There definitely could be something that you could say is mentally abusive about it, but the difference between mental things and physical things are very tangibly different and worth weighing differently.
That they are different, but it's still harming someone. It might not be physically harming them,
okay,
but you are definitely causing harm to that person.
It will never be harmful in the same way that physical harm is harmful.
I would agree.
I would say that it's worse.
It could be worse, depending on the situation. I would say that there's sound torture, right? So if somebody's in Guantanamo and they're definitely being subjected to loud noises.
I can only take so much country music.
Right, exactly. So at what point does that, you could, the point has been made here on Free Talk Live in the past, that is actually a physical assault. And what do you guys think about that?
If someone was being detained, sure, and I think maybe that's why there's so much bullying in schools, because those kids are detained within that atmosphere. If you're being detained in an environment where you're forced to listen to music, then yeah, I'd say maybe, I don't know when that time would be, whether it's an hour or 24 hours, where if the person subjecting you to that entered the room, you would be, I wouldn't say within your rights to attack them, but justified in understanding that you're being forced against your will. You know, so I'm not saying that anything audible is never harmful. It definitely can be. It can be torture. But as far as just, like, verbal dialogue where you're free to leave the room or the other person is free to go somewhere else.
But in school, you are not free to leave the room.
That's true.
You are not free to leave the property.
I would speak up for your right to leave that property.
I would, too. And so this is another quote from the father. He says, "I'm not going to allow my child to be someone else's pain," he said. "We don't need another Columbine, and I refuse for my child to be the cause of that." He said that to the TV station. When his son returned to school on Wednesday, he apologized of his own accord to the student he'd bullied. I don't necessarily think that humiliation and shame is really the most motivating factor in raising kids. I know that was I was raised by Depression-era parents myself, and that was certainly their primary go-to is humiliate, shame, punish, spank. And I really think that in order to nip this in the bud, to stop bullying, is to stop raising bullies and stop being bullies.
Did you ever get told that you're not as good as your older sibling?
Well, I'm an only child, so I didn't get that. I was just not good enough, period. I didn't even get the ruler of contention. And I do have Daniel in Sun City listening live on the web, who's calling in on this topic. Are you with us, Daniel?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a true life adventure about it. I was a runty kid, and try as I might, you know, I exercise and stuff, I was still real spindly, and I was a target for bullies. And well, not that there were that many, but I mean, this was a steel town, and we had our share of big kids. And a couple of observations. Number one, physical part. If you take somebody whose world is physical bullying, they are very good at it. And I did try that, the idea of hitting him back, you know, when he was threatening me. And that just pissed him off more. What I did learn, though, is two things. Number one, the bullies are, that I met anyway, bully out of their own pain. And a lot of times they were abused at home by their own parents. And I think this guy in Texas is a good example of that, because he was bullying his kid by making him stand on that street corner. So what I found was most effective is what I now call tung fu, which is verbally putting the bully into a state of either humiliation or confusion with words.
How do you do that?
I found it to be very effective. Well, there are a couple of ways. It even works as an adult because they're in the workplace. I consider workplaces generally dysfunctional, and that there's always a bully there somewhere. And in the case of when I was a kid, the next time the guy started, he started during the day, you know, to get an audience. I think he wanted approval from the other kids, and what he would do is start saying, "You know, Dan, I'm going to beat you up after school. I'm going to get you. You better not hide either, because that'll just make it worse." And he'd make a big production during the day, you know, like during recess or breaks in the school day. He would, in front of other kids, he would say this. And, of course, you know, it'd make me a little scared. But one time when he did this and the crowd started to gather after school, I just started making fun of him.
Can you hang tight with us, Daniel, during the break?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk more about this. We're on the topic of bullying. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control at 855-450-FREE or live at freetalklive.com.
Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. A live Wednesday edition of the program. And we are inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. In control of the content of the site. Submit show prep, where we do take show prep from the site and use it here live on the show. And with you in studio right now is
Daryl.
Nemi.
And Daryl. And the website is Reddit integrated, so you can vote up and vote down stories that you like or dislike. Although I guess technically you could vote down a story that you like for some odd reason so that another story could move up. And there's some formula to determine what goes to the front page of the website there at freetalklive.com. And while you're browsing the internet, you might want to hide from government agents. You might also want to hide your browsing from your employer. And there's a way that you can do that with ProXPN. There are plenty of ways that people can get at the data that you send online from your computer or tablet or smartphone, whether it's the government, corporations, hackers or crackers, nefarious individuals, or even if they're just pranksters, you want to keep them out. Try ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Any online application can work with ProXPN, including your web browser, email, file sharing, instant messenger, torrenting. ProXPN keeps everything you do hidden from prying eyes, disguises your physical location, and gives you unfettered access to any website or web service, no matter where you live or travel to. Because, hey, if you're in a country like China, where they block various websites, fire up ProXPN, and you'll get on that site with no problem. Frustration over. And you've got complete online privacy with a 512-bit encryption tunnel using OpenVTN or PPTN, your choice. And you can use Mac, Windows, Linux. There's even an app for iOS and Android. You get world-class support. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL for more information and sign up. And now you can use it for free, but you won't get the unlimited bandwidth unless you get a premium account. Normally the premium account is $9.95 per month or $74.95 a year, but we have a special offer for FTL users, or FTL listeners. Use the code FTL20 to receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. That breaks down to just $5 a month with the yearly plan to get online peace of mind. If you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to sign up. Try it free. 2 million users do this every day. Or use code FTL20 to get the premium account with unlimited bandwidth, plus one account can be used on all devices. Start using it today. ProXPN.
We're talking about bullying here on Free Talk Live this evening, and we're talking about a Texas dad who made his son, who was caught bullying at school several times, stand on a street corner with a sign saying, "I am a bully. Honk if you hate bullies." And on the line with us from Sun City, California, listening on the internet is Daniel. Daniel, welcome back.
Hi, thanks to be on. A quick aside, because there's a little more to the story, but a quick aside was the idea of, can words hurt and do words justify violence and physical violence in return? And I can think of the only kind of words I can think that justify physical violence would be a verbal threat. It could be carried out. So somebody's standing in front of you and tells you, "I'm going to punch you in the nose" or "I'm going to stab you," both of which have happened to me, by the way. I think a physical reaction would be justified in those cases. So that's my opinion there. As far as the story when I was a kid, I really felt sorry for the kid before I was done with him, because I've always been verbally pretty adept. And I kind of left him pretty humiliated. I kind of started making fun of him, and that when the crowd of kids that had gathered to see me getting beaten up were laughing at him instead, he kind of just crawled away and left me alone. And later on, when I got to high school, you know, he was pretty much a kid with problems, so I figure he was probably abused at home and or had some other kind of difficulty. So what I learned from that was to be a little cautious in using my tongue foo. And so later on, when I had different confrontations, I had a teacher that was going to paddle me, and I talked my way out of that. And also later on, when I was in the military, a guy was going to knife me in Dalhart, Texas, and I talked him out of that and he ended up buying me a chicken fried steak instead. So Tung Fu has done well for me.
That's great. Daniel, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Oh, Garrett, sorry.
Okay.
There you go.
One thing, if anybody tries this technique, it's helpful to leave the other person out where they can feel like they still have their dignity.
That's a great tip.
Words can really leave a mark, too.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Daniel. And next up, we're going to Mike in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the podcast. Mike, are you with us?
Hello. How's it going?
Hello. It goes. There are three of us here. Garrett has joined us back in the studio.
Oh.
I'm back.
Well, what's on your mind, Mike?
I just wanted to call. I'm a very bad free state participant in that I've been signed up for 4 years and haven't quite made the move yet. And
my understanding is you don't need to make the move until we hit 20,000. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, Mike, you're not a bad Free State Project participant. You're just not yet one of the early movers, but you could still be an early mover if you move before the 20,000th signer.
Yeah, well, that's certainly my intent. I just feel like I should be there, and I feel horrible that I'm not. However, I just wanted to call and let those on the Liberty News Radio Network know that despite my Free State Project participant sins, tonight I signed up 2 new people.
Oh, congratulations.
So, you may be able to get a golden porcupine for that.
Yeah, if you get a third signer, then you get a golden porcupine.
Now, what is a golden porcupine?
Golden porcupine is one who gets 3 Free State Project signers.
Now, do you actually get a golden porcupine, or is it just something that you...
They give you a little pen that is gold in color that is a porcupine.
I see. Now, that sounds pretty snazzy, Mike.
You know, where's my golden porcupine? Because I do have I've signed up a third already. I did that guy years ago.
I don't know. Who would they see to get their golden porcupine?
I believe they would contact someone at the Free State Project. If you go to the freestateproject.com website, there's a contact us link on there somewhere. So send them a message saying, here's the 3 people that I signed up. Does this qualify me for a golden porcupine? And see what they say.
Well, that's kind of beside the point. The thing is I'm really happy that... we've made this into a contest, and it's going to be about who drives who to New Hampshire first. And so
great.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks very much for the call, Mike. 855-453 is a SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are talking about bullying. Effective parenting. Ineffective parenting. Can words violate the non-aggression principle? And all sorts of good stuff. You can take control. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And in the studio tonight with you, it's Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl.
Mark and Ian are on the road out to the Talkers Convention in L.A. They'll be there tomorrow, and I believe they'll be back in the studio for Saturday.
They will be back Saturday.
Looking forward to it. And we, this hour, are talking about bullying. We've been talking about a Texas dad who publicly shamed his son for bullying a classmate.
Some would say that the father bullied his son.
I would think so as well. But again, what is the proper way to respond to a bully? And we just had a caller call in and talk about tongue foo, which I think is a hilarious term, frankly.
Wonderful concept.
But a really good concept, absolutely, of de-escalating a situation and kind of turning the tables on a bully. But Daryl, you also have some other information on bullying coming out of Texas.
Yes. A lot of schools spend countless hours trying to stop bullying, but some question if they are sending the right message. It started as a simple look at bullying. The University of Texas at Arlington criminologist Seo-Ken Jeong, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, analyzed data collected from 7,000 students from all 50 states in the U.S. He thought the results would be predictable and would show that anti-bullying programs curb bullying. Instead, he found the opposite. Zhang said it was, quote, a very disappointing and very surprising thing. Our anti-bullying programs, either intervention or prevention, does not work. The study concluded that students at schools with anti-bullying programs might be more likely to become a victim of bullying.
How so?
It also found that students at schools with no bullying programs were less likely to become victims.
So my understanding, they didn't have anti-bullying when I was in high school. It was go out and have a throwdown fight after school, you know, high noon, whatever.
Yes.
Go out and defend your
3 o'clock at the
swing set.
That's
right.
At the flagpole.
That's right. And so now my understanding is that there has been legislation put in place that establishes guidelines for what schools must do when bullying is reported. And that includes intervention talking to the bully.
Mandatory classes,
right.
If someone is, you know, found to be bullying.
And more
various
often police.
True. That's a very good point. We see all sorts of resource officers, quote unquote, in schools now
yes.
bringing criminal charges against kids. And
tasing children.
Tasing children,
as
sure.
As young as 5 years old.
Yep, that's true. It's shocking and completely inappropriate, but true that this happens. And so I can see that where they say that schools that have anti-bullying programs or interventionist policies, I guess, would be bringing more attention onto the child who is being bullied, and that that makes them susceptible to more bullying. I don't
yes.
know if there's another way that this would increase bullying, but that seems to be the answer to me. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I don't, but let me continue reading the article.
Sure.
And hopefully the article uncovers some of these answers. The results were stunning for Zhang. Usually people expect an anti-bullying program to have some impact, some positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
The student videos used in many campaigns show examples of bullying and how to intervene, but Zhang says they may actually teach students different bullying techniques and even educate about new ways to bully through social media and texting.
Oh, man, I hadn't thought about putting nude pictures of you up on Twitter and Facebook, man. What a great idea.
Until I saw it in this video that showed me, this is how to be a bully.
Right.
Do this, this, and this. Oh, wow, I never thought about this other one. I'm going to pour Pepto-Bismol in his lunch when he comes in tomorrow.
X-Lax is chocolate.
This is taking me right back to government school, and I think I'm seeing exactly the scenario in which this is playing out, where they have this video that they've produced. It's very low quality, low budget, and the children that are watching this are probably thinking the kid who's playing the bully is doing a really good job and thinks it's hilarious. And the kid who's playing the victim, they're probably not sympathizing with because they think that the bully is the star of the show, so to speak. And so that's the way I could see it. This would have the opposite effect.
Right.
If these videos are so bad that they're showing people that they're just not having their intended effect at all.
New material. So what would be a more effective way?
The article continues. It says, Zhang said students with ill intentions are able to learn. There are new techniques and gain new skills. He said students might see examples in videos and then want to try it themselves. According to Zhang, some programs even teach students how to bully without leaving any evidence. The study raises an alarm. There is a possibility of negative impact from anti-bullying programs. Zhang and others like him believe that until the message delivered by anti-bullying programs improves, some programs may be doing more harm than good.
So what is the message they are delivering now versus a tattle on this person? Go to nanny government and nanny government will take care of the problem for you, meanwhile making it worse?
That seems to be pretty much what government does,
and so,
is they only do wind up making things worse.
Sure, so what would the better message be?
He doesn't give an idea of what he thinks the better message is.
Okay, I'm asking you, what do you think the better message would be?
You know, I really don't know.
I think we kind of maybe touched on it earlier when we were talking about how to raise compassionate people. Let's start by compassionate parenting.
Yes.
And treat people like adults and not humiliate, shame, beat, ostracize, whatever. That was certainly my experience as a child, and to meet people, especially in the liberty movement, but certainly over the course of my life, that don't rely on spanking, humiliation, and shaming, to see how their children are just much differently evolved than I was at their age, much less fearful. I think it's really a cultural kind of message that needs to get put out there of being more compassionate toward one another, but that is not the government school job.
Right.
And how do you deal with the problem now? And Garrett, you had mentioned earlier, you guys were what did you say? We were primates before cameras. Can't take cameras into schools now either.
That's
mostly
true.
So what means do you really have to defend yourself other than your fists or your tongue, as the caller earlier indicated? So how does the problem get improved?
And it's one of those things, and I see this a lot of times when I watch various athletic events, because, yes, I still do like to entertain myself by watching sports.
I love hockey.
It's one of those things to where a lot of times the official doesn't see the initial aggression but sees the retaliation.
Sure.
Especially in, you know, hockey or football, where somebody might high stick someone. The ref doesn't see that, but he sees the hooking that happens
afterward,
as a response.
Right.
Or in football, he might not see the holding, but he sees the guy do the helmet blow as a response to having his jersey grabbed. So it's one of these things. Government schools are the same way. They don't pay attention to the initial aggression. They respond to the response that they see. Because it's one of those things, as someone had said, there's only so much a teacher can do. When you say, teacher, he's picking on me. Well, Johnny, stop picking on Billy. Johnny, stop picking on Billy. The teacher can only do that so many times.
That's not effective.
Before Billy just snaps and beats the crap out of Johnny. And then Billy gets in trouble. And, well, why didn't the teacher do anything? So it's one of these things to where, ultimately, government school is the problem.
I would think so. And I think that if I had not, this is where I ran into it most myself, was in government school. So 855-450-FREE is a SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Just minutes remain. We can get you in if you call right now. And to the phones and the fun, we're going to Chris. Right out of the gate from Santa Cruz, listening on KOMY. Chris, are you with us?
Hey, I just had a point I wanted to make about bullying and more broadly about people getting along and not getting along. There's kind of a natural filtering mechanism that's beautiful that helps people to get along, and that is that we have every incentive to seek out the kind of people we're likely to get along with. They have an incentive to seek us out. And when we're getting along, we have an incentive to keep that relationship going. And if there's relationships that aren't working out, we have an incentive to leave them and to seek out different kinds of people. But that process is either curtailed or eliminated entirely when people are compelled to spend time with each other and coerced into hanging out and being together when they don't want to be. And that's why these kinds of situations are so frequent in places like school, which obviously have compulsory attendance laws, or on a much more dramatic scale, take prisons. You know, people very normally find themselves in very unpleasant situations among each other when they're habitually forced to spend time with each other. And I think that's kind of the central problem here. The solution to, you know, pervasive systematic bullying has to address the issue of compelling large numbers of people who may not otherwise have anything to do with each other to spend so much time with each other.
That's a great point, Chris. Thanks.
Yeah, and that's something that I mentioned to the last caller, is that I think that the problem is government schools, because they do force people to be in the same place for an extended period of time every day, and so you can't leave the situation. If somebody's bullying you or saying things that you don't want to hear and you're in Walmart, you can leave the store. You can't leave the schoolyard.
You can quit your bridge club. You can even quit your job. It's expensive, but it's not as difficult as leaving a school.
That's true. Chris, thanks for the call. Okay, back to you, Daryl. What you got?
A new law is being enacted which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government standards. You may only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means take all of the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide that by your monthly gross income. That's house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boat loans, everything. If your ratio is anywhere near a 43% figure, you most likely will not get the loan. The rule is for conforming loans, FHA and VA loans. Now is the time to refinance or buy a new home before this takes full effect, Although the government shutdown is slowing implementation, next year is going to be worse. Call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get that mortgage. 866-288-0088. Again, that's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
We only have a few minutes left. If you'd like to get your topic in, call 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CII toll-free call-in line. And we've been talking about the government shutdown, bullying. Oh, we need some humor in here, guys, I think. And so, Metro Detroit sex toy company has offered free vibrators to furloughed government employees.
Woohoo!
Absolutely love this. It's marketing genius. Tom Nardone of Birmingham, the founder of the Detroit Mower Gang, a prolific pumpkin carver, bulletproof vest manufacturer, married father of three, and the creator of a successful Troy-based sex toy company called Prevco, has harnessed the federal government shutdown to bolster name recognition for his company's website, vibrators.com. For as long as the government is closed, his company is offering 200 free vibrators per day to furloughed government employees. News of the offer has already been picked up by national women's magazine publisher Cosmopolitan. And as of about 9:15 last Friday, Nardone had posted on his Facebook page that 40 orders had already been filled. Are you a federal employee that has been deemed non-essential? The Vibrators.com website asks. Do you have too little time on your hands? Do you have a little too much time on your hands and nothing to do? Is the recent government shutdown to blame? As vibrator enthusiasts, we want everyone to experience the pleasure that a nice vibrator can bring to partners and individuals. Besides, we know you have some free time. Why not try something new? Nardone told AVN.com, we are very picky about what products we sell and ship. Compared to any other free gift, I think our free vibrator is a great item. So he says there's no love for vibrators or government workers. Oh, my God. It just cracked me up. What a great way to market.
This is great free advertising. Well, it's not really free because he's giving away product, but he's not paying the news outlets for this advertising.
That's right.
In a sense, this is some very good, it's a unique ad campaign, to say the least.
Certainly, and it's free. I mean, you couldn't pay for this kind of advertising, you know? Gosh.
You know, this reminds me of when I was living in Alabama back in 06, and one of the gubernatorial candidates who was not able to get on the ballot because the ballot access restriction for minor party and independent candidates is so severe, that she decided to do a write-in campaign, and she actually got a lot of free publicity because she made a shirt of a picture of herself from chest up, and she was a somewhat busty woman, and put on the shirt, more of these boobs, less of these, and she had pictures of all of the major party candidates for governor.
Yeah.
She was on MSNBC for this. Got a lot of free advertising because she made a t-shirt.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's ingenious.
She did not have to give away 200 dildos.
No.
Per day.
Or take her shirt off, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So, I don't have much else on this. Do you guys have anything that you'd like to bring up?
Oh, well, there's just so much going on. Where to start? I mean, it's been a wonderful beginning of the fall season here. I mean, is it fall yet? That's the end of September, right?
We're firmly in autumn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. It's time to start battening down the hatches for winter, I suppose. You know, putting down the storm windows and taking the ACs out and everything. And I've been enjoying that transition, you know, wearing more clothing and whatnot.
Yeah, this is really my favorite time of year, too, primarily because the mosquitoes have blown off. You know, and they're not so terrible as they are during the summer months. But this is really peak foliage here in New England, southern New Hampshire. That's just starting to pass. But
I still don't understand the whole thing about people just driving around to look at leaves.
Rubbernecking season. Yeah, it's terrible.
Have you not done that, Daryl?
I think I did that once with my grandparents when I was like 8, and I thought that it was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Driving around and looking at leaves?
Yes.
Well, they are apparently, my understanding is, since I was born and raised here, I don't really have a comparison to foliage brilliance in other sections of the world. But my understanding is here in New England, it's really pretty vibrant and can get just almost neon bright. In some instances, the yellows are just extremely vibrant. Like,
oh, no, we didn't go driving around up north. This was in Alabama.
Okay, so how...
Oh, the leaves are turning brown. Let's go look at them.
Okay, so there's my question is
maybe
for foliage.
Maybe take a trip to the White
They were, you know, like the orangish color, the weird colors that they change before they turn brown. But ultimately, leaves are green, and then they turn brown, and there are various shades of color between those two. Oh, let's go look at the leaves before they fall off of the tree.
Well, sure. Even just here in Keene, I was biking to the polling location yesterday, and I saw a tree in somebody's yard. It was beautiful. It had yellow, green, red, orange, a whole just array of colors, and I stopped and got some video of that, which you can see on Freeman TV Raw, much like anything else I shoot. And so even just here in Keene, I mean, going out into the mountains is one thing. That beautiful view from atop Mount Monadnock, a little bit more beautiful when you have a bunch of golden and yellow and reds in there. So.
Sure.
Maybe if I were taking psilocybin and acid, it might make sense to just walk around and look at all of the colors.
I would venture to say that is probably not the best time to be walking around in the woods. But that's just my suggestion.
You don't need the trees to be changing to see colors with those things.
That's so. Right. That's
I don't
right.
know. I've heard stories from Ian.
Oh,
and he says that they're even more vibrant.
They might be. I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I just do a lot of driving, like I said, so I've seen a lot of foliage in New Hampshire, and it seemed to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, I don't really like driving. Partly, and I know this is odd because I've driven across the country multiple times. But I don't like driving.
I love driving. Absolutely.
Do you
never
like having
have.
A destination? Do you like arriving at your destination?
Yeah, but I would rather somebody else drive. I don't know. I don't like driving.
Well,
you'd
guys,
watch the trees out the window as you get there.
Tonight it's been Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl.
We'll be back tomorrow, as always, 7 to 10 Eastern and online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.